Well, greetings in Jesus' name. I thank you for calling in to Daily Inspirations again. And welcome you to join me as we look at what God has for us in His Word today. As we continue to look at Colossians 3:2, where it speaks of having our minds set on things above and not on things on the earth. The next verse says, "For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God." So if we died to self, if we died in Christ and our life is hidden with Christ, then we need to have our minds set on things above. And as we went through the week, we looked at different areas, how that will apply in throughout different in different areas of our life, having a mind that is set on things above. It just gives us a different picture, a different outlook on life. And as we try to look at some of the things, we'll finish out the week with our citizenship. That really is the whole key to the thing, I believe, is that we have, if we have our citizenship in heaven, then that's where our mind will be set, and that is where we will have our focus, and that is where we will lay up our treasure, and just on and on. You know, we have this citizenship in whatever country we were born in, perhaps, or moved to. If we have our citizenship in the United States of America, as many of us do, that is something that can be valuable. But Paul says in Philippians somewhere, it's chapter 3, verse 20, I believe, he says our citizenship is in heaven. So, but Paul also knew how to use his Roman citizenship to his advantage, and he was not afraid to use that if it would be of benefit. But ultimately, he knew that his citizenship was in heaven, and that is where we all have citizenship. If we have been converted, born again, and are part of God's kingdom, then our citizenship is in heaven, where God is King and Lord of all and will reign for eternity. And that's where our citizenship is, or that's where we should desire to have citizenship. Ultimately, that's what will count. If we have our citizenship there, He will someday welcome us home. And I want to read a few verses here in Ephesians chapter 2. Perhaps I'll start in verse 19. After he spoke to the Ephesians, or wrote to them about being brought into the kingdom by the blood of Christ, it says, "Now therefore you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God." So it didn't matter what important city or nation that they may have been a citizen of prior to their conversion, they were, at that time, aliens and strangers. And ultimately, their earthly citizenship would have no eternal value. But now he's saying they are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God. And that, my friend, is what counts. And I also want to read a passage in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 13, after it speaks of some of the early patriarchs, the Hebrew writer says, "These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, were assured of them, embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For those who say such things declare plainly that they seek a homeland. And truly, if they had called to mind that country from which they had come out, they would have had opportunity to return. But now they desire a better, that is, a heavenly country. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them." This is one of my favorite passages, and it's just amazing that the way this is laid out here, and gives the testimony of these people who confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth, having a mind that is set on things above and not on things of the earth. We will also then be able to confess that we are strangers and pilgrims on the earth. We're only here as guests. We're here as visitors. We have no rights. We have no reason to take part in earthly politics. This is not our kingdom. We're here as visitors. And it would be very impolite and rude of us to try and demand that this person or that person be our leader here on earth. We have a citizenship in heaven and part of the household of God, and we are looking towards that, and that is what we are seeking after. That is what we desire. That is where we desire to be whenever God takes us home. We have the opportunity to return to the country from which we came, just as Hebrews 11:15 says, if they had called to mind that country from which they had come out, they would have had opportunity to return. Verse 16, but now they desire a better, that is, a heavenly country. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. So, my friend, let's just be encouraged and look towards that city that God has prepared for us. Let's encourage each other, and I hope that you can be inspired and encouraged to seek the things of the Lord and to read his word. And until next time, may God bless you.